This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome, folks, to the post-Memorial Day edition of What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hannum. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is with us.
You can tell us apart because one of us did a keynote yesterday and the other never would have been asked in a million years. So that's how you tell us apart.
I'm just saying. You're getting Kevin a chuckle out of that.
One of us did a Memorial Day keynote, and one of us went to see Doug Stanhope at a comedy show. You can tell us about that way, too.
One of us grilled some chicken. Yeah.
Well. I did have a most enjoyable time yesterday, Riverside Cemetery. I talked about gratitude for all the things we enjoy and take for granted in the way of freedoms. That it comes from those who died serving this country, because that's what Memorial Day is all about, right?
Agreed.
You got Memorial Day for people who died, who gave their life, the ultimate, for freedom. You've got Armed Forces Day where you say, anybody that's serving, God bless you, we love you. You know, they're the ones that are currently serving, right? And then you got Veterans Day for those that served in any way, shape, or form. Veterans Day. Thank the veterans. So sometimes Memorial Day gets a little bit confused. But it is our job here in the media to say, no, remember, this is what it's about. So anyway, I talked about gratitude and that. I also talked about, I would love to see our schools do a better job of immersing kids on days like Memorial Day into what the true meaning is. Like, you know, could North Dakota be the first in the nation mandated school on Memorial Day? How about July 4th? That'd make a lot of parents mad, wouldn't it? Because the travel's been uprooted. We can't go somewhere. I don't care. I think just immerse them for that one day in the Founding Fathers. You know, make it fun. Bring in some reenactments. I had an English teacher in high school, senior English teacher. Claude Juck was his name. Bless his soul. And when I got to school in Montevideo, see, I went to Montevideo schools K through 8, right? Then left, year and a half in South Dakota, year and a half in Iowa, then back for my senior year. Three high schools, 3 years. I could take anything, guys. And when I got back, they said, well, you know, you really have a lot of the credits you need, but you should take senior English because it's Claude Juck and you'll love it. So Claude Juck, you know what his thing was, Todd? His passion was Shakespeare. He loved reading Shakespeare, and he'd have us read Shakespeare. Well, you know, I would rather poke needles in my eyes than spend time with Shakespeare, right? It's just not my thing. It wasn't before I took senior English with Claude Juck in Montevideo, Minnesota.
To be or not to be, that's the question. I guess you're not going to be.
And he was so dramatic about it all, and you really got into it. I mean, I was hanging on every word. And this is some radio kid that just couldn't wait to get out of school so I could go back to the radio station and work, right? Phenomenal. Anyway, my point is, done right, that's the kind of impact a teacher can have on a child. And I think it's the only way we send kids into this world with an understanding of what they have and what happened to get that. And our founding fathers and those that died to defend it. Do you think kids today have even a sliver of that? I think they do in some schools. I think small rural schools especially, are really good at this. Do a better job of that interaction. But I don't think the big schools do. I don't know. I think if we went to the malls today and had a little random conversation, we wouldn't exactly come away with a real good feeling that our kids had a grasp of what the American experiment is all about the sacrifice to get the freedoms they enjoy so they can play Fortnite. You know what I'm saying? So you could play Fortnite maybe, Todd. Are you a Fortnite?
No. No, I think my gaming stopped at Tetris or something.
No time for Fortnite. Anyway,
no time for any of that. Yeah, you're right.
And my third little thing came from a listener, a gentleman who called and in boot camp had met some fellow Marines that were buddies, and the three of them were killed in the barracks terrorism attack in Beirut, Lebanon. And it really struck me. Struck me as something, you know what? Wow, we should maybe spend a little time remembering that. So that I just spent a little time just going through that. Sad part of that story, in case you don't remember. So that was a truck bomb, right? So this was a suicide bomber in a truck loaded with explosives heading into this 4 or 5 story, whatever it was, Marine barracks, okay? So the guard, seeing this, recognizes right away, look, this guy isn't stopping. And, you know, there's something going on. Rules of engagement, he couldn't have a loaded gun. This was a peacekeeping operation. He's defending hundreds of Marines in this barracks, and he can't have a loaded gun. So he notices the guy's coming. He said, bad news. He actually, you know, goes to get the bullet, loads his gun, but in that time, the guy's passed, blows up everybody. 240 dead as a result. Don't forget him. October 21st, 1982 or 35 years ago.
82, I think. Yeah, they credit that with being kind of the dawn of the suicide bomber.
There you go.
After the kamikaze pilots of World War II, they were the...
Guess who funded that whole operation? Iran! Hezbollah! Yeah! Folks, when you don't deal with these, when you don't cut the head of the snake off, this is what you get. But Donald Trump's dealing with it right now. Barack Obama's giving him cratefuls of cash. Barack Obama's saying, no. No. And you other folks, you're not going to feed them with your products either. Give them dollars. Nope. Let's get them to denuke or else. I love it. Okay. So anyway, enjoyed it. Hope you did too on the Memorial Day holiday. Second thing I want to talk about today. This is really not all that important, but it's kind of fun. Did you know today is National Burger Day? That's right. National Burger Day
as
today.
Opposed to the other 364?
Right.
Well, let's say 360. Let's say ham or turkey, Thanksgiving, Christmas, maybe Easter.
Couple pizza days in there, maybe. Yeah.
All right, 350 at least, though.
What have I been obsessing about for years? Finding the best what on the Northern
Burger.
Plains?
Well, burger,
yes.
and pie.
Pie, too.
Nephla soup.
It's not National Pie Day.
Yeah.
It's not National Soup Day. It's those are the three, though. You guys
National
nailed it.
Nephla Day.
It's
That's
not
the
National
day we all
Nephla
teach
day.
Everybody how to pronounce and spell Nephla, because yeah. North Dakota's the only state who can.
There you go. So, here is my question for the audience today. Best burger on the Northern Plains is where? Best burger on the Northern Plains is where?
So don't say Whataburger or In-N-Out.
Well, no. You can if you think that's the best burger, but...
In the Northern Plains?
Oh, that's true.
Okay, define Northern Plains then.
Yeah, I'm just talking about North Dakota, Minnesota, South Dakota. I don't want to exclude anybody.
So, you know, no caveats either, as opposed to like grilled or flat top?
No, I don't. No, no.
Okay.
No. Just best burger. But I know a burger when I see it. Flat top, what do you mean?
Well, like, you get grilled burgers.
A flat grill versus a broiler.
Versus a flat top, like just a flat iron.
On a fryer, you mean?
Yeah, like a flat top.
I don't
top
care how
grill.
They make it, I care how it tastes.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that affects, you know,
yeah.
Different kinds of burgers.
Different now, strokes, you know.
The fryer, I think, would be, is it the fryer? You throw it on the grill, right?
On the grill, yeah.
It's a grill, but it's not a charcoal grill. It's a flat top grill.
Yep.
Yeah. That'd be more like a restaurant grill.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yep.
Those are pretty good usually. That's where you get the greasy spoon cafes that get the really.
There you go.
Really, 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 really good. So, you can text in your answers, by the way, on that. We will have a prize. I don't know what yet. We'll come up with something fun. We'll select one.
You know what everybody wants.
They want a MyPillow?
Well, I was going to say a copy of the Scott Henin book, but MyPillow
wouldn't be that either. Yeah, we got a copy of the book. We can do that, absolutely. How about this? We'll deliver the book signed to you, and we'll share the burger you claim is the best if we pick you. Okay? How about that? How about that? With the liver and the book and dine together on the burger you're talking about. So we can determine if it's in fact the best on the Northern Plains. So text those answers in today, folks. 701-367-2054. Sportsman's Bar in Wilton. Never been there.
They're good. Somebody. They're good. Yep.
Spitfire, says another. Spitfire is darn good. Yeah,
they do a good burger.
Leland says, my vote would have to be 3rd Street Grill Rugby. I think I've been there. Pretty sure I have with the folks from Gooseneck Implement. Or Crooked Pint in Fargo and Grand Forks. Yeah, I've been to Crooked Pint. I don't know if I've had the burger there before, though. Another listener says, Claude Druck was the best high school teacher I ever had. He made English class cool. You are so right about him. Rest his soul. He was the best. Tell you what, teachers can have a big, big impact, which is why I love merit pay. Pay the good ones better. Then the ones that are not so good, sort of mailing it in, they'll say, you know, I want to make that amount of money, too. I'll be like him. I'll be like her. Yeah, exactly right. Merit pay. We like that. All right. Keep those suggestions coming. You can also call us, 258-0550. We'll tell you about the wall. Big news on the wall this weekend.
Ethanol is very important to North Dakota agriculture.
And it's important to Castleton, North Dakota. Morgan Fornes, superintendent of Central Cass Schools, tells us how important the Tharaldson ethanol plant is to Castleton and the region.
Well, we certainly couldn't have done what we needed and what happened here in the last 2 years without the ethanol plant. You know, not only are they a great, you know, tax-paying entity for the community, but the investment in creating a vibrant economy here locally in the city of Castleton and actually regionally with the agricultural community is second to none.
That tax base has expanded the school for 21st century learning, plus a beautiful new athletic facility. But the impacts are community-wide.
The businesses in any community is vital to the success of a community, and the ethanol plant is just a great example of that. Not only the economic power that they bring to the community, but job creation, tax-paying entity, everything along those lines.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
I said, Jim, I want a flag put on my yard. I said, I do not want foreign material. I'm not afraid to pay the price to get the stuff that's made here. You're offering that. I don't have the time myself to put it up. And I believe you were the reason I was listening that day. And you came on and I made the phone call. And it worked out great. Jim, this is what I have been looking for. Somebody that's patriotic like I am, that you're not out there doing it just because you want the money. You believe in what you're doing.
American-made flags and flagpoles installed by an American patriot. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or visit ndflagpoleguy.com today.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming land auctions include crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Grand Forks, Stutzman, Williams, Dunn, Slope, Oliver, McLean, Stutzman, and Ramsey counties in North Dakota, and farm and construction equipment retirement auctions in Dickinson, Bowman, and Steele, North Dakota. And don't forget to register for the Great Plains Land Expo on June 26th in Fargo. View the expo and all of these great auctions at Piper's.com. That's Piper's.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There, I'd have to go with the Toasted Frog and on Broadway in downtown Fargo. They have some really outrageous burgers there. Gotta go there, Scott. They're really good. You have a good day now.
That's another place I've been, but I've not had the burger. And they're also in Grand Forks and in Bismarck. They actually started in Grand Forks. Kind of a neat little story. Great entrepreneurs. Matter of fact. Grand Forks has some really good restaurants. I lived there 18 years. Sanders, Kim Holmes inspired all of it. It was just amazing. And that sort of, in my mind, inspired the Bistro, which was kind of the first fancy-schmancy restaurant in Bismarck, wasn't it? A ton?
Yeah.
Would you define as fancy-schmancy? That would be the first one. And then now they've kind of exploded. There's a bunch, obviously.
Well, Pierogue Grill.
Pierogue, yeah. That came next. And then, well, of course, I don't know that anybody does this.
Oh, Peacock.
Our friend Dale at Peacock Alley.
Yeah, I was going to say Peacock's certainly been and way up there.
His wife, they do a very nice job. Yeah, mm-hmm. Now they've multiple. Anyway, we digress. Best burger today. Let us know what you think. We're brought to you part today by Dak Diesel. You know, it could be darn tough to get what you need to get done when that diesel truck or tractor is out of commission or not giving you all the torque that it could. Instead of taking it to an auto shop for repairs that doesn't specialize in diesel, bring it to the service center that does. Dak Diesel, that's what they do. Their mechanics know diesel. CJ grew up in the trade. He knows it. Worked on diesel vehicle repairs. So 20-plus years of experience in every job, constantly learning, too, to get the most efficient service to his clients. And they do house calls, too. Dak Diesel Bismarck, 701-258-5011. Tell him Scott and Todd sent you.
And Kevin.
Yeah, Kevin, too. He sent you, too.
And Daniel.
Put me on
that. Yeah, Daniel, too, yeah. William in Minot. What's on your mind today?
Hi. Maybe you're going to talk about this, but I was saw on TV over the weekend that a fella, he used to be the attorney general, I believe, in Nebraska. He's a friend of Trump's, I think. But anyway, they built 1/2 mile of the wall. They said they were in over the holidays. And the video looked as though it was Fisher Industries building the wall. I mean, it was their exact process, and he talked about the wall being treated and so forth. And it's a private wall. People have donated and so forth. But anyway, they built the wall in a half-mile stretch where the Corps of Engineers said it was impossible to build the wall. And it's a gap in the wall, and it's somewhere in Texas, not far from El Paso or somewhere. I'm not really sure on that. But isn't that like the Corps of Engineers? You know, it's impossible for them to build it. And I'm sure it was Fisher Industries that built this wall in a relatively short period of time. So do you know anything about that? And
I do, William. And I'm glad you saw it on TV because it's getting some attention finally. It is Fisher Industries that built it. The people that funded it was the you remember the GoFundMe effort that was lit up a while back, and they raised $24 million, and then they were told that you can't give the money to the government because there's no guarantee they'll build a wall with us. So then they said, okay, we have to build a wall ourselves, and so they stopped for a while raising money because they were like, okay, we're taking money from people to build a wall, but if we give them the wall and they don't build it, we've not done what we said we were going to do. So they decided to do it themselves. Steve Bannon is part of it. You're talking about Kris Kobach, former Secretary of State of Kansas, who was a Senate candidate. He is a friend of Trump's. And we introduced him to Tommy Fisher through Brian Colfage, who is the double amputee that has been the, the main individual behind We Build the Wall. And it's a private group. It was just short of a mile along the U.S.-Mexico border in El Paso. And they did this in days. They did this literally in days. Pretty incredible.
You know, what's incredible is it's the cronyism within the government there that another individual was talking about the bidding process, and they said the same thing about other parts of the government. They have their cronies, you know, 8-9 groups of people that they're not open bids. Those are the only people who get the bid, and it doesn't make any sense. Is there any way you know Sean Hannity? Can they get Tommy Fisher or Senator Kramer on that show to kind of get that out to the massive public?
And Sean Hannity has Andy Biggs on fairly regularly. He's a congressman from Arizona. And so he's told Sean about this. In fact, last time Sean interviewed President Trump, He said to President Trump, are you familiar with these guys that can build, you know, a mile a day and at a lot better price than the others? He said, I am. He says, it's Fisher out of North Dakota. He said, my friend and yours, Senator Kevin Cramer, is aware of them as well and told me about them. So it's on the president's radar. There's no doubt about it. There was a story last week, William, that was meant to be critical of the president. I thought it was actually a compliment. It was in the Washington Post and quoted a bunch of administration officials that said the president had been pushing Fisher and, you know, not going through the typical procurement process. Well, no kidding. Maybe he's sick of it like the rest of us are. You know, it's just unbelievable. So you're in tune to a great story. We're going to talk about it as we go. Chris Colfage will join us at the top of next hour, right before Trooper Talk, and we're trying to track down Tommy right now. But I'm going to walk through this story because this weekend they were building, so it's pretty cool. Dean in Bismarck, go ahead.
Hey there. I'm going to tell you about a burger that I had last week out at a duck at Wolf Den. It was it's called a Mama Burger.
A Mama Burger?
A Mama Burger. And it had peanut butter in the bottom with about a 3/4 inch hamburger.
Peanut butter with
bacon on, with a slab of cheese, with a fried egg, with the jalapenos and onions.
And not for everybody, but good. Okay.
You're telling me a burger with peanut butter on it was good? Is that what you're trying to convince me of?
No, I am totally convinced you of it. You wouldn't think you could taste that peanut butter in the bottom with all that other stuff, but boy.
No, Scott, don't try to go home and put peanut butter on your burger and think you could duplicate that.
Oh, yes. Wow. That was good. The only thing I took off was the jalapenos. Oh, I can't eat them, but I left one on just to give it a try. With bacon and cheese and egg and
all right, and this was at you said the Wolf Den. Where's the Wolf Den?
Right in when you come into Dawson.
All right.
Oh yeah, sure. I've done the show there a few
Wolf
times.
Den
that's right.
Wolf in Dawson. Yeah. Thanks, Dean. I'm a little suspect, but I'll take your word for it. The Steel American Vets. Somebody has said.
Agreed.
Done good. Finish Line Burgers and Brew Velva Best Burger. Okay. Oh, they sent us a picture of it. That does look pretty good. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. That's going up on our Facebook page shortly here. JL Beer's Humpty Dumpty Burger,
sure.
Says another. Nick's Burger, Brookings, South Dakota. All right, South Dakota. We got a Montana suggestion here, too. Rebel Burger at the Freeze in Edgley, says another. We're looking for the best burger in the Northern Plains. Downer, Minnesota, Mainline Bar and Grill, the best burger. Says another. Papa D's in Stanley, North Dakota, says another. And 200 combinations of burgers at this place in Montana. We'll tell you about that coming up.
August 23rd through the 25th at the North Dakota Horse Park, there's going to be a celebration three-day party called Thrive Fest North. Human trafficking is a big issue, and if we really were able to see that ugly underside of our society, we would be shocked at how much of it is going on. We need to be aware. We need to rise up and say, no, this is not what we're going to be about, and do our part to try to limit this the best we can, and that's what the Thrive Fest is all about.
We believe in the impact and power of God at work in people's life through Jesus Christ, and so we believe Thrive Fest is the vehicle that can bring that to this entire region, not just Fargo, but the entire region. And so we're looking forward to bringing all these guest artists in who have a solid testimony and having a great impact for people who either are Christians or are not. We'd love for them all to come out and see what we're doing.
Thrive Fest North, August 23rd through the 25th at the North Dakota Horse Park. That number is 612-554-4804.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Another 50 tornadoes registered on Memorial Day in the nation's midsection, and perhaps the biggest touchdown in Dayton, Ohio, where there are no reports of death or serious injury, but there's been a great deal of damage. Dan Whaley is the mayor of Dayton.
We do know that the damage was significant and that many citizens and folks are still without basic services.
Tornado threats continuing through this week, today from Kansas City into western Illinois and also Pennsylvania and again Ohio. President Trump on his way home after a four-day state visit to Japan, where he publicly disagreed with Prime Minister Shinzo Abe on North Korea's missile testing. The president saying it hasn't personally bothered him. Shinzo Abe said he found those same tests to be of great regret. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
They are brought to you today by Schweitzer's. I think summer did arrive. Didn't I see some 70s in the forecast this weekend? So I think, actually, yeah. Well, it's Memorial Day weekend, right? So it's now it's official. We can grill. And if you're going to grill, grill North Dakota raised burger patties. Schweitzer's, ladies and gentlemen. Wagyu and Angus. Now we're talking. North Dakota's best burger. The only store that carries North Dakota-raised Wagyu beef, known for its intense marbling. All of the burgers North Dakota-raised, the jerky made from beef raised right here in western North Dakota, beer brats, cheddar brats, homemade summer sausage, meat sticks, country-style sausage. If you tell them you heard it on What's on Your Mind, Scott, Todd, Kevin, Dan, sent you, you get a discount. 625 South Washington in Bismarck. We're open till 6 tonight. Come on in. Proudly selling North Dakota raised beef. That's right. One of our favorite North Dakotans is on the phone right now, Tommy Fisher, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, Tommy. How are you?
Great, Scott. How are you?
It should be National Build That Wall Day, but it's actually National Burger Day. Did you know that?
That sounds good. I think I'm going to have a burger then.
Oh, yeah? Have you got a favorite burger in El Paso where you've been working for a few days?
Yeah, there's a burger place. I forgot what it's called right by our hotel. We ate there a couple nights ago, and it's really, really good.
How about back in Dickinson? Have you got a go-to burger from your childhood?
We ate a lot of different types. I mean, I ate a lot of McDonald's. I ate a lot of Wendy's.
How about the Army Sports Bar and Grill? There you go.
That's,
Army's.
Yeah. And
that's pretty good.
I think Players has a really good burger now, too, up there in Dickinson.
Keep them coming, folks. 701-367-2054. Some great suggestions so far. Mark sent this note in. Get the federal government and the Corps out of the wall project, and it will be done. I think you're proving that. Tell us a little bit about what you've accomplished over the last few days.
Well, a lot of our team members at Fisher Industries has worked really, really hard, but we showed that it can be built in the mountains. It can be built efficiently and fast, engineered, and so we've had border agents up on the top that now there's access anywhere you want to go alongside the southern border there through the mountain, and it's just been a great, you know, great success. We're finishing up the building of the road now. The electrical's online. And so they got their first look at what the lights would look like at night and how the cameras and the technology worked for tunnels and stuff. So there's a lot of open eyes because, you know, when you've only seen it one way, Scott, and those same people that are giving you it one way, let's say you had a really plain burger and you could barely stomach it, and now all of a sudden you get all the fixings, and it's really what you want, and your brain says it's the right thing. You know, you're sort of looking to the other guys like, why have you been feeding me this other stuff? And so I really think Border Patrol now is going to have a new standard that they're going to demand from the government.
Do you think what Mark is suggesting here might end up being the way? I mean, I don't know if I've dreamt this or just concocted this in my own mind, but I've really had this vision, you know, and Senator Kevin Cramer has been relentlessly trying to get some answers out of the Corps. He's been deputized by the president now to get some answers out of the Corps. I don't know if it's possible, right? I mean, are we arrogant to think that somehow the Corps is going to wake up in the next few months here and actually get some wall built like the president has been promising? I don't think so. I'm not sure DHS, Pentagon, anybody else. Maybe building it privately would be the best way to go. What do you think?
Well, I think two things. I don't think the Corps is ever going to get there. They just can't. They can't, you know, get out of their own way. But I think DHS has the ability through a different contracting arm, the CBP, that they could basically go out and do this. They got to get the encouragement or the courage to do it, because you got to remember the other bureaucracy is saying you can't do it without me. Well, now we've proven that you can do it without them. You can do it much better, much faster, and at higher quality. And so they're taking notes of that. And I'm hoping that Senator Cramer, along with a lot of other constituents, you know, would come out and see it with their own eyes and hopefully even bring the president. And then at that point, the last time I checked, the president is the commander in chief of the Army, and he can fix it. No different than if I told you I couldn't fix something at Fisher Industries. You know, it just has to happen. But I think you've got to give him the proof to do it.
The dollars that did this wall, this build, were raised through We Build the Wall, a nonprofit that was set up by triple amputee veteran Brian Colfage, who we've had on this program before, who, you know, Tommy, I think you and I were driving down towards some of the border wall projects, sort of just going through some different things. You told me you had some private land. I said, well, why don't you hook up with these guys? And connect us up. I mean, all of this came together, this project you're doing in El Paso, I mean, in a very short period of time, right?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I mean, I remember like it was yesterday, Scott, when you said, hey, call up Brian, and I did. And, you know, we had that demonstration on the 16th that you were down there where I met Chris for the first time. And really, a couple days after that, he said, hey, you know, probably the end of April, to look at this project in El Paso. Everyone's told me it could never be built, but it's pretty impressive on you know how you talk about construction. So I flew out, we looked at it, we came to you know reasonable mutual agreed price, and we sort of cut our profit and overhead out of the job to help me build the wall, and we put it together and brought our team members in, and now you know they can really see what happened, and all that's in under 30 days for the complete design. The procurement of the steel, actually building the panels, you know, then as well as grading the entire mountain for us to do what we could, you know, what we just did.
Incredible, folks. And a very short period of time. The Daily Mail is reporting that the project cost between $6 and $8 million to build. And how long is it? Is it just short of a mile?
It's right at about a half a mile, but there's 350 feet of elevation rise. So there's a chunk of the job that we go up 31% grades. So I'll tell you what, if it snowed in El Paso, we'd have the best ski jump or sledding trail that you could ever imagine.
They don't get much snow down there, do they?
Correct. But when we put, we're going to call it our white snow concrete, and now you can go up and down with the cruiser. And for me, it's been worth everything, because I've gotten to turn back the clock 20 years and go back to running equipment and being back on the job and different things than, you know, my normal duties every day as a CEO. But the greatest achievement here is to see how happy the border agents are, to see them say, I can't believe we actually have this. Do you know how much more efficiently we can do our job? And I told them, this is what I've been telling everyone. I need you guys to now be the voice and say enough is enough. We're protecting all your lives. There's somebody who's an expert that helps us become more efficient at what we do. Why the heck are we not using them?
So these border agents are down there on, you know, basically cheering you on, saying, yes, yes, finally, thank you. I mean, they're loving this then, right?
Absolutely. And I think I got them close to that they're going to start coming on the news. There's a lot of things, you know, that they're giving mandates that they can't. You can only have the regular information officers talk. But I think once they see it, I can tell you one thing, Scott. When we're completely done, every single Border Patrol agent's going to want to guard this sector, where before none of them did.
And describe it for us. You mentioned, you know, it's a challenging little piece, but it's hard to envision that, you know, without seeing it yourself. What makes this particular area that was privately owned and privately done special and helps their efforts? Tell us a little bit about what the lay of the land is.
Well, the lay of the land has almost 350 feet of elevation rise over, you know, 2,300. It was an ex-brick factory where they mined all over. So big mountains, cuts everywhere you can go. And so we were able to re-engineer and grade that no different than you would with a highway project going right through the mountain. And, you know, the other part was it was just, you know, a lot of people looked at it and saying, hey, you just can't get this, you know, get this done. And I think once they started seeing us by day one and day two that we did the grading, you know, then they could start to see it come to life. You know what I'm saying? You take the high and the low out and all of a sudden you start to smooth it up. So, you know, it was challenging, but like I said, I told some other people, it's not just me, it's the team of Fisher Industries and the, you know, dedicated and talented employees that we have all coming together. And DHS was there last night and they said, we've never seen something like this in a feat. And I said, well, I said, you know, demand the best and ask for it. And there's people out there that can deliver.
Do you anticipate more of these jobs for the private effort? Are they going to continue to build on privately owned land?
Well, they think they're going to raise a lot more money. We're speaking with them on a couple different options, one in the Rio Grande, one in California. And they said the ball's in sort of my court. So when we finish this, I'm going to go work really hard on some more engineering this weekend and hopefully come back and see what they think.
And this was pretty top secret to start with. I know that Brian Colfudge had explained that there was a fear of the different groups opposing the building of the wall would impede the process. Did you have any problems with that at all? I mean, did anybody try and shut you down or cause problems?
Not so far, by any means. And, you know, we're continuing, you know, just to move forward. But there is, you know, there's always a concern for that. And hopefully, I think, you know, regardless of what side of the aisle you're on, if you come out and see, you know, what we've done, you know, that you can see that it's just not just a fence. It's the road. It's the technology. It's you know, both sides.
So one of the reports, something about this being an effort to connect two 21-mile sections of existing fence. Is there existing fence near where you built here?
Yeah. There's fence just to the east of us because we butt up right against the Rio Grande River, and that separates, you know, New Mexico and Texas, and also, you know, New Mexico, Texas, and Mexico. We're right at the point where the Rio Grande, you know, turns south and separates the two countries.
And there had been a lot of smuggling of both people and drugs through that particular area, I guess, right?
Yeah, they said it's one of the top areas. That's what the border officials have told me.
So great that those DHS officials are that excited. Tommy, also, for the fact that you finally got a chance to run and show them that you can do it. We're going to talk to Chris Kobach about this effort and what the president thinks about it coming up here a little bit, too. Tommy, thanks a ton. We'll talk to you soon.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
There's nothing like a good book. But I found Puppies, Lambs, Bunnies, and Motorcycles. A story about growing up on a farm in the Midwest. I thought, this might be a good read. Well, it's not a good read. It's a great read. One of the 5-star reviews on Amazon says, it reads like Tom Sawyer. I couldn't agree anymore. Puppies, Lambs, Bunnies, and Motorcycles by Dwight Hinkle. A childhood memoir about hard work and achieving your dreams. You can order online by going directly to Amazon. Makes a great gift for graduates or anyone in the family. Order your copy today.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Dan Macher Braddock. The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds soybean farmers to use soy biodiesel to pump up your bottom line. Biodiesel is a clean-burning, renewable fuel produced from domestic resources like soybeans. It can be used as a pure fuel or blended with petroleum at any percentage. Biodiesel can offer a number of performance benefits to your diesel engine, including improved fuel lubricity, prevention of premature wear and tear, protection against fuel injector and injection pump failure, less equipment downtime, and lower maintenance costs. Most importantly, biodiesel increases the value of soybeans by 63 cents per bushel. Farmers are encouraged to ask for and use biodiesel and diesel equipment. They're your soybeans. Put them to work for you. For more information about biodiesel, visit biodiesel.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows. Microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right, and now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30, sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey, Scott, for the best burger, the Bistro Bismarck, charbroiled, marvelous, my favorite. Okay. How about that? Hey, Todd, thank you for recommending Jay with ENG Lending. I shopped around at 4 different banks, could not get the loan I needed. Spoke to Jay. He got me out of mortgage insurance. I was able to pay off all my credit cards with the same monthly mortgage payment. Thank you again, Tom. Don't we love it, winner? Fine listeners are well served by our fine advertisers. We love the connection right here. Awesome burgers at JD's Barbecue in Dickinson. All of them are amazing. Another, you have to try the pizza burger at the Metegoshi Drive-In, Lake Metegoshi. You won't find a better burger anywhere. I've never done a pizza burger. I don't know. Pizza burger kind of scares me a little. A lot of suggestions.
You like pizza, right?
I do, but pizza and burger are sort of like peanut butter and burger. I just don't know. I don't.
You don't have hamburger on a pizza ever.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't eat nobody eats beef and peanut butter except that guy and maybe a few others, but...
There you go. Anyway, Troy's here from CNC Farms. Troy Coons, CNC. Of course, a go-to resource in a challenging planting year like this year and a few others before. Troy, how you doing?
Oh, not too bad, Scott. Yeah, you're correct. There's a lot of challenges. Been talking to people from Choteau, Montana to southeastern Minnesota, Madison, South Dakota, you know, the Madison area. Hardly has planted an acre yet. Some people out in the western part of Montana just getting going. It's a crazy year for planting. A lot of people changing up whatever plans they had or still making plans. And some of them are looking at seed that'll be a late May planting, you know, like an early maturing soybean or a flax, something like that. And the ranchers are looking for some forage blends, oats and barleys or millets or just straight barley, straight oats, alfalfa grass mixes. A lot of guys working on that kind of stuff now because we've had a really cool spring. Things are pushed back a little bit, so guys are looking for those kind of crops. We still got a supply of most things, so that's kind of what's been going on with a lot of folks. A lot of ranchers looking for hay. We also sell hay, and they're calling from all over looking for that, looking to put in a little forage crop, so they got a little extra field hay.
So is there any silver bullet out there, anything that that you've been recommending or you're hearing from folks that that they say, thanks, Troy, perfect? I mean, anything that maybe they hadn't thought of before that is on your radar?
Well, the forages that we're using are going to help some of the ranchers out because the grass isn't growing very fast. The alfalfa isn't growing very fast. So they're looking at a little field hay, so we've got some really good options for them there. And then on the field, you know, some of the shorter maturing, like I said, soybeans and flaxes. And some guys are switching over to some oats away from certain wheats and that type of thing. Some seed barleys, a little bit quicker maturing. So some of that kind of stuff we're working on.
All right, give Troy a call and take good care of you. CMC Farms, 701-482-7865, CC, Seed Farm. .com, and you take care of them on delivery. You take care of, you've got those 2,000-pound totes. You can buy bulk, truckload, delivery, always available, right?
Yes, that's all different options there, and I want to wish everybody good luck here on the finishing up, or in some cases, guys just get moving out there, and thanks, Scott.
If you don't see something on that seed list you need, ask. I'll get it for you at CNC Farms. You bet, Troy. Take care. 701-482-7865. That's right, 701-482-7865. Give them a call. Troy and the team, been around since 1906, CNC Farms, providing the area's grain and seed needs for over 100 years. All right, Todd, you have another burger suggestion out of Wilton, is that right?
Yeah, it turns out that our friend Tim Keller's not the only fan.
Scott, good morning. My name is Jeffrey, and I'm calling in about the best burger. I'm going to say the Wilton Liquor Store. Somebody mentioned earlier the Sportsman's Bar in Wilton. It's the same thing. Half pounders, medium rare. I have had burgers all over the place, and when I eat there, I have a plain hamburger, nothing on it. They're that good. Juicy. It's about a 5-napkin burger. great food. Yeah, best burger I've ever had. Thanks. Have a great day, Scott. Keep up the great work.
Thank you very much. I love the 5-napkin burger.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good
thing. That's the way to rank it.
It's a good standard. Boy, I go through like,
and you
I'm
don't put anything on it. I mean, how many burgers have we all had that, oh, you got to put something on this thing?
Wow.
You need for me, nothing on it. That's perfect.
The criteria, I'm a charbroiled guy. I like a grilled burger versus the flat top. I like a fresh-made bun if they can get it.
Oh, buttered, of course,
yeah.
And on the grill.
And a brown, and yep, and toasted. And then if they can, never frozen beef.
Yeah, there you go.
Pan patty, that bad boy.
Two votes on Wilton. Two votes also on the pizza burger in Botno. Amazing. So we're getting some of... we're getting some doubling up here, which is just fine. Diner in Circle, Montana, very best. Lots of Montana action today. Nothing better
than a hamburger topped with, are you ready for this, guys? Ground lutefisk.
No.
This specialty is only offered under the counter.
No.
At Nordic speakeasies, you have to utter the word ufta. Ufta, yeah.
Sorry, you lose your burger card.
The Thirsty Turtle, Big Timber, Montana, says another. JW's in Harvey. Go hungry. Gotta love that. All right, a few more. Plus, Chris Kobach on the Build the Wall effort and Trooper Talk.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. The team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that around here, seasonal changes cause soil to shift, ultimately leading to serious structural problems. One of the most common signs that your foundation is in need of stabilization is cracking in your walls or flooring. Let us help you protect your greatest asset. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.